what the Fed plans to do about inflation. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve meets starting tomorrow, and there are two big things that we expect to happen. First, the Fed will tell us where it sees the economy and inflation going. And second, it'll tell us what it plans to do about it. And that has consequences for me and you and prices and loans and markets. So let's bring in Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Hi, Julia.
Good morning.
So what do you expect the Fed to say?
Well, the Fed is going to tell us that the economy doesn't need as much support from monetary policy as it did during the most of the pandemic. So they're going to exit from their bond purchases a bit faster than they had planned. And they're also going to signal the beginning of rate hikes next year.
Because they do have to kind of reassure people that they can control inflation through these interest rate hikes, right? But they obviously don't want to, you know, scare people too much either.
Exactly. So they think that the way to do that is to start a gradual campaign of rate hikes and see how things go. They do need to tell us that they're on top of the inflation issue, especially on the back of another strong inflation report for November. They still expect a lot of these forces to be transitory, although they're not going to use that word anymore. They're just going to tell us that they're going to watch and calibrate things as carefully as they can, and that they still do expect inflation to moderate over the coming year or two, one way or another, whether that's through supply chain issues resolving and or a combination of that with some rate hikes. Mm.
Julia Coronado, founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The second part of President Biden's legislative agenda, the social and climate spending bill, is still stuck in the Senate. It's made a little progress, but it's been pretty slow. So we're checking in now for an update with Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer, who joins us now live. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
So I feel like we've been hearing about this for so long. What is the status of this bill right now?
We have, Sabri. The biggest roadblock is West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin. President Biden is set to meet with Manchin this week. It's not clear if they'll get together in person, virtually, or just over the phone. President Biden says he doesn't know if he can convince Manchin to support the legislation. One of Manchin's concerns is he's afraid the bill would feed inflation by pumping more money into the economy. But the measure's supporters point out the money in the bill won't be spent all at once. And President Biden told reporters last week the legislation will lower inflation because it would cut costs like childcare.
So, when might we see the Senate vote on the bill?
Well, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer wants a vote by Christmas, which is an extremely ambitious schedule. Senator Manchin is still trying to pare down the cost of the bill, and there are disagreements over plans to relax limits on federal tax deductions that people can take on the state and local taxes they pay. Those are known as SALT.
So what happens if the Senate does pass the bill? Is it ready to go onto the president for signature or all said and done?
Probably not. The House has already passed its version, and there will almost certainly be differences between the House and the Senate bills that have to be ironed out in a compromise bill, and that would have to pass both houses before being sent to the president.
All right. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The Fed tomorrow is going to talk about, in a nutshell, taking the foot off the gas of the U.S. economy and maybe tapping the brakes a little next year. And when we say tap the brakes, what we mean is they'll raise interest rates, because that is how central bankers fight inflation. They raise interest rates. And in the U.S., inflation is high right now, 6.8% year over year last month. Now, across the world, in Turkey, that country's central bank is heading in the opposite direction. It is slamming its foot on the gas, even though inflation is getting out of control. So specifically, it'll probably cut interest rates this week, even though inflation is around 20% in Turkey. The Turkish lira has already fallen to a new all-time low because of this. And all this, of course, has consequences for real people, and it is a tale of caution. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, is in Istanbul, along with producer Stephen Ryan, to explore all this. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning, Sabri.
So what are you hearing about the impact this is having on people's day-to-day life?
Well, it's making things incredibly difficult for a lot of people. I mean, just imagine if the dollar bills in your wallet were worth almost half as much now as they were at the start of the year. It hurts your ability to buy pretty much anything. And the rapid price depreciation makes it difficult to plan, to budget, even to function day to day. We talked to lots of people here in Istanbul. One of them, the owner of a clothing shop, who says he's constantly checking the lira's exchange rate.
Well, generally, I follow it. Sometimes every 2 hours, sometimes every 3 hours. All of them, dollar, euro, gold. I check all of them. This is the situation.
How does that kind of uncertainty affect his ability to plan, have an outlook for the future?
Yeah, I mean, significantly. He said he's not certain how long he's even going to be able to keep operating his shop. You know, he's trying to stay optimistic like a lot of people here, but he says that business is down about 15 to 20%. And in the 20 minutes or so that we were there, four or five customers came in to browse, but no one bought anything. And, it's one of these things that even today with the lira's decline, it's something literally everyone is talking about.
Mm. Checking the exchange rate every few hours, that's not really normal. Is this becoming the norm, though, for people in Turkey?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got a big central bank decision later this week on Thursday. And the expectation is for them to cut rates again. It would be the fourth time in as many months that they'll drop the interest rate. I mean, it's not going to combat rising inflation. It's hovering up near 21%. And it's something that the average person is definitely watching. Not only do they follow the currency, they follow the dollar, they follow the euro, as we heard from our shop owner there. They also follow the Federal Reserve's rate decisions, because they understand that if the Federal Reserve begins on its own monetary policy tightening spree, that that's going to have an effect on the U.S. dollar. And then in turn, that's going to affect what happens to the lira and their own purchasing power here.
Yeah, just to recap real quick, what Turkey's central bank is doing is the exact opposite of what just about any other central bank would do in this situation. Like, normally, when you have high inflation, you raise interest rates. And Turkey's bank is doing the opposite, right?
Yes, exactly. So President Erdogan here believes that interest rates, he's called them the mother and father of all evil. He doesn't believe that they can be used to combat rising inflation. In fact, he believes the opposite, that they cause inflation. As you rightly point out, Sabri, that's in contrast to what conventional monetary policy dictates. And so that's what we're seeing playing out here in Turkey.
That interest rate decision from the Turkish Central Bank will come on Thursday. We'll have much more on that with my Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Sabri. Thank you.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.